Walker's two-year budget includes a $343 million income tax cut. His office says it would go to everyone who pays taxes, with the focus on incomes up to $215,000 for married couples. The cut would be permanent, and Walker says it would not be his last.
I want to cut taxes over and over and over again until we're leading the country in economic recovery.
Walker's budget would increase transportation funding, but to get there, it would not implement any of the ideas from a special study commission on road funding.
Higher taxes would slow our improving economy. With this in mind, this budget does not, I repeat, does not include a gas tax increase or a vehicle registration fee bump.
Instead, Walker's budget increases borrowing by about $400 million and would pay off those bonds by selling state property like power plants. His budget would also transfer about $200 million into the roads fund out of the state's general fund, which pays for schools and health care. Walker's schools budget got some of the biggest applause from Republican lawmakers last night, especially its focus on expanding private voucher schools.
Our children can't afford to wait. This is why we provide new choices for parents in areas where schools are failing to meet expectations.
Walker's budget would let vouchers expand beyond Milwaukee and Racine to 9 other cities. His budget includes a far greater funding increase per student in voucher schools than it does for public schools. Walker also reiterated his plans to reshape Badger Care so that the Medicaid program provides health care only to people below the poverty line. He said the budget as a whole was focused on freedom.
There's a reason we celebrate the 4th of July instead of April 15th. It's because we celebrate our independence as free men and women and not our dependence on the government.
Senate Democratic Minority Leader Chris Larson said Walker's budget amounted to a trade-off between a tax cut of a couple dollars a week and public school funding.
Most people, given the choice of, you know, do you want to get a cup of coffee or do you want to fund your kids' education, make sure that they have access to a bright future, I think most people are going to choose their kids.
Teachers and administrators from public high schools, middle schools, and elementary schools roundly panned the budget. Beloit Superintendent Steve McNeil said his district already dealt with record cuts in the last budget.
The low-hanging fruit's gone for us. We've pulled every rabbit out of the hat.
Reaction was different in the world of higher ed, where Walker would grow the University of Wisconsin budget by $181 million. UW-Madison Interim Chancellor John Wiley said, quote, "This is the best budget we have seen in many cycles." GOP leaders praised the governor's budget, even though by the administration's own numbers, it would revive the structural deficit Republicans were so proud to have eliminated. It would grow to $188 million, but Assembly Speaker Robin Voss downplayed that number.
We have shown that we can balance the budget with billions of dollars in deficit, hundreds of millions that are projected years out. Too early to tell.
But the picture is more complicated in the Senate, where Republicans like Luther Olson of Ripon are uneasy with what this budget would do with schools.
Let's just say we got a lot of work to do.
Olson is one of 16 lawmakers on the legislature's Joint Finance Committee, which is where this budget heads next. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.